This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Friends, recently I read the following story. Long ago, a farmer removed an old beech tree which grew on his land. The woodcutter noticed on the bark some curious marks which looked like the letters JL roughly cut, and below them some ornamental design. After the tree was cut down and was being divided into lengths, he was startled to find on the hard, dry wood at the core of the tree the clearly cut letters JL on a dark background, and below them an anchor. Upon inquiries, it was found that the letters were the initials of a sailor named John Leland. There were 37 rings between the letters and the bark of the tree. He correctly inferred that the letters must have been cut in 1853, and this was confirmed when he learned that it was in that year that the sailor had spent some time in the area. The carving had not only remained in the place where it was cut at the first, but as each year added to the growth of the tree, the letters still appeared on the surface, scarcely legible, it is true, but perfectly clear at the core. The same thing is true with human character. Many an old man, in spite of the rough usage of the world and the scars of time and trouble, bears upon his walk and manner of life marks which were put there in childhood. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 still says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." When you read the second chapter of Exodus, it is apparent that someone taught Moses to have sympathy with the slaves, to despise injustice, to know the folly of anger, and to defend the weak. Can you not see the loving influence of his mother, whether you're talking about his birth mother or his adopted mother, behind all those acts? When we look at Timothy, a working traveling companion of the Apostle Paul, and we see his faith and dedication, we are reminded of the teaching which had been done early in Timothy's life by his mother and grandmother. Paul said, "I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Many times the training we receive in early life we will carry with us to the grave. It is so vitally important, therefore, that our children are taught the right things now. We must not neglect our golden opportunities. How are you doing when it comes to teaching your children the right things in matters religious? Do you insist that they read and learn and believe the Word of God? Or would you rather they ignore God's Word and embrace your family traditions or the commandments and opinions of men? Paul said, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Let us all keep in mind the story of the beech tree that still carried the initials that were carved there almost four decades prior. And let us be careful what we teach our dear, precious little children. What they learn in childhood, they will often carry with them through life and even to the grave. Don't you want them to know the truth and love it? Don't you want them to live lives that are pleasant and happy and to walk hand in hand with God? You need to begin teaching them today. Tomorrow may be too late. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.